Okay, I'm gonna talk about insuring the residential real estate market in the United States. The residential real estate market in the United States is a $20 trillion industry. Buying a home is the biggest investment that most Americans will make in their lifetime. As evidenced by the fact that there is homeowners insurance, flood insurance, Americans are willing to pay a premium to protect this investment. But the largest unprotected risk out there in the world and for a homeowner today is the market risk. People don't want to buy into a bubble. So my solution is to basically package together current financial vehicles, market it as insurance, and provide downside protection to homeowners in the United States. This is going to be down at the micro level so that you're not insuring your house, but really more your neighborhood. And homeowners can buy with confidence in the real estate market today. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought you had very good delivery, and I immediately paid attention to what you were saying. You were very natural and authentic in how you presented it. It was very relevant. It was really interesting for me to understand real estate. You didn't inundate me with words and facts and figures. I kind of qualitatively understood and emotionally understood what you're talking about immediately after you proved your kind of personal credibility by being very authentic. And it was very easy for me to listen to you. So I thought you did very, very well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, for me it was the same. Very, very strong presentation. Immediately grabbed me with, you know, just talking about the home, the size of the home real estate market. And, you know, it was a clever and creative idea. We haven't heard something like this before. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree in terms of the passion of the presentation. And also just a mixture of the way you present for, you know, facts, market size, and the real need. So I thought it was well-rounded.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that your presentation was actually a lot better in person or when you were sitting down. So, you know, I think you were a little bit nervous just now.
Yeah, I definitely am.
So for those of you that didn't understand why we liked it so much, just kidding. No, but your numbers were, I did like the fact that you were addressing a very large market, and your idea was very, very unique because I hadn't heard anything like it. And it made me think about that opportunity, and I think because it's potentially a very scalable, sized market, reach through the net potentially, it seemed interesting.
Thank you very much.
Hi, today we have $100,000 in revenue. In 3 years, we will be bigger than Monster.com. I'm with PersonForce, and we are unleashing thousands of job boards across the internet so any website owner can compete with Monster.com and run a website and a job board just as profitably as Matt Marshall at VentureBeat. How do you do this? You come to our website. As easy as opening up an AdSense account, you create your own job board. We have a sales force that finds job postings to put on your website, and we have a user community of hundreds of thousands of users who are going to look at your jobs and apply for them. The proof is in the pudding. So far, we have dozens of affiliate websites, 300,000 users, $100,000 in revenue, and one of our affiliates is now the largest job portal in the country of Pakistan. Thank you very much.
So I'll go first. I thought you had very good energy. I immediately paid attention to you from the beginning. It was a very easy to understand message. I wanted to keep listening to more. You were straddling the very dubious and uncomfortable line between natural passion and kind of synthesized excitement, mm-hmm. I would just kind of be careful about that. But overall, I thought it was very succinct.
You grabbed my attention because you opened up your presentation with a very bold claim, and you had some data that might suggest that you could back it up. So I definitely kept paying attention for the entire 60 seconds.
And for me, obviously, it hit home because you were pitching directly to me. I do have a job board, and I guess you know that. I have an organization called Job Thread, and what I've realized is that there are a lot of issues with this sort of a feature, and it's not straightforward. And the fact that you've got traction and that you spoke with a passionate message, I think really spoke home to me, and I wish you the best, and we should talk.
I just really like the basic idea because I think, you know, in the media business, there's obviously ads. Ad support is one of the biggest revenue lines. But the job market is, it's actually quite big. I don't know how many billions of dollars it is, but it's large. And many of the local publications run off of job listings, classifieds, and ads. So I think to the extent that there is an opportunity to sort of AdSense it, virtualize it, make it easy, plug and play, drag and drop HTML, and there's a feed. I think there's actually a lot of opportunity here, and it's quite an interesting idea.
And we should talk to this afterwards. Okay. 1.6 billion people don't have access to electricity and use this, a kerosene lantern, for their lighting needs, spending up to a third of their income just to be able to see at night. Fuel-based lighting is a $38 billion market. And this is an LED, representing a technology paradigm shift, light that is cheaper, safer, and brighter than kerosene. Now, I've been working with a team of three engineers, two business students, and an advisory board of the world's leading experts in product design and LED technology to develop this product that meets the user's need at the lowest possible cost. Our plan is to sell 10 million lights in the next 2 years. And next week, two of us will be traveling to Southeast Asia to test our latest prototype and for an expected product rollout in early 2007. Thanks a lot.
So I thought you were very authentic. It immediately made sense to me. I thought it was a good use of props. It wasn't distracting. Sometimes people can use slides as props, and you spend all your time reading the words on the slides, and then you lose track of the speaker. So you kept my attention on you, but you just kind of made it more fun with that stuff. It was easy to understand. I wanted to ask you afterwards, like, how are you doing this, and what's it going to be? And so I had interest to talk to you more, which is a good sign.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think when you think about what the 60-second pitch is, it's really just an opportunity for you to capture someone's imagination and attention and get them to want to hear more. It's not necessarily your 60 seconds to tell them every single thing about the business or why it makes sense or what your path to profitability is. So I think you did a really good job of capturing our attention with, you know, a very compelling value proposition, and we definitely would love to hear more about what you're doing.
Yeah, I think there were probably, six, seven energy pitches. And it's a real need, and electricity being one of them. And I think that if you listen to his pitch, there wasn't one word wasted. And there were some good expressions, cheaper, safer, brighter, and you can understand what that meant. And there was passion in the presentation and very specific things that you're doing, which is traveling and putting the concept together. So congratulations.
Yeah, to touch on the stuff that Matt talked about in terms of making it feel real, I think there were probably five or six pitches today where it felt like there was real progress being made. You know, there was a peer-to-peer lending thing, there were a few things, UGC, I think one of the other winners, UGC Content for Kids. So I think you did a great job with the props and through the discussion, a very brief discussion, making us feel like you were really making progress on it. And so I think that gave it a little bit of substance compared to some of the other pitches.
Great. Thanks a lot.
If you're a student who'd like to bring Entrepreneur Idol to your school, contact Susan Wu at swu@crv.com.